We're doing the laws of Shabbat, the laws of Boneh, building a mechitza, and we learned last week, mechitza materet, when we have a partition that causes halachic permissibility, when the partition, when the mechitza is materet, it creates a new halachic status. So then the rabbis forbade creating such a mechitza on Shabbat. So that's only if I'm starting from scratch. But adding onto a mechitza that already exists, that the rabbis permitted. So if you had a tefach, that's not so big, it's this big. If you had a tefach, right, that's a hand's width. A tefach of the mechitza, so then we say whatever you're adding is just an addition to the mechitza, and Chazal permitted that. It has to be that tefach is a mechitza, though, meaning that the tefach is standing as the beginning of a partition. You can't walk over and say, you know, this little thing, this chair, this stender here, I had a mechitza already. It has to be that it started off for the intent of being a mechitza, a partition. Then you could add to it. But if it was just sitting there without that intention, so then we don't say you have the beginning. Yes, sir.
Isn't a mechitza a wall?
Partition, a wall, yeah. Well, our first point was that we're talking about a situation where you're not building. If you're actually building, then even adding one brick to a wall is boneh. We began by saying, where I am not doing anything other than spreading out a cloth, I'm creating a partition which is not biblically prohibited. Yeah, if it's a permanent mechitza, if you're adding to a wall, so then that's prohibited. You would not be allowed to add a brick to a wall. That's an isul doraita. So then, even if it's not a mechitza materet, even if it's just you're building a wall for the heck of it, you want to build a wall, you feel like having a ball to play paddle ball against, whatever. Bottom line, that's a permanent wall. That's an isul doraita. It doesn't matter why you're building it. What happens if you're creating a mechitza just for privacy? You're not doing it really because halachically you can't. So you want to have a separation. Men and women are sitting. You want to have a separation between the men and the women. Or you want something to stop the wind. Or you want something to protect you from the sun. So then, so long as it is a mechitzat aray, so long as it is a mechitza that does not have permanence, that is permissible. But if it's a mechitzat keva, if you're doing it with permanence, then even that type of mechitza is asur. What's called keva? So here our sages gave us criterion. If you attach it on top and bottom to stay there for a while, for a few days, if you only attach it on top, that's not called mechitzat keva. So then if I didn't do it to permit something, I only did it to have either shade or to have tzniut, to have privacy, that's okay. But if I'm doing it because I want it to, I'm going to attach it on top or bottom, or in order to permit me to learn Torah in this room, so then I run into problems. Then it's a mechitza materet again. Okay, so now sometimes people have next to their door a curtain so that when the door is open, you still can't see inside their room. I highly recommend doing this, putting a curtain outside your door, your bedroom door. And the reason being that when you have little kids, you can't always tell them to close the door behind them. Little kids, assuming you run a house where the kids are coming in and out of your bedroom all the time, so then, kids are going to run in and out, and they're going to forget the door open. So the nature of a family is that inside the bedroom are things that you don't necessarily want everyone to see, starting from your mess and your pajamas to situations where your wife could be not fully dressed or not dressed modestly, to situations where your wife is nursing or sleeping. So you go out to davening and the little kids come running in and out. If you have a curtain in front of that bedroom, so then the older kids, the guests, whoever it is, doesn't have easy access to see what's going on in the parents' bedroom. So it's a nice idea to have a curtain outside the door. The kids can run in and out the door, and the curtain still maintains the privacy of the bedroom. So spreading out such a curtain, so then that's called mechitza litzniut. You're spreading out a curtain for privacy. Over here, you don't have to attach it from top and bottom and sides. If you take a curtain and hang it, so then your point is that curtain should be there. So there we say, even though it's not attached on bottom, it's you're really adding something to your home. Meaning you have hooks on your outside your door for your curtain to be standing, so then even though this curtain is not attached on all sides, so we said that's not called a mechitza if it's not attached on all sides, but being that this is the continuation of my house, this is an addition, the curtain is an addition to my house, so then it has more permanence. So that's when we speak about a curtain that's in front of a bedroom. But if we have a curtain that's in front of a window, or there are curtains that people just hang along the walls to make the walls look nice, so there you're not closing off anything. So that's not a mechitza. Mechitza, by definition, is some kind of partition. When I put a curtain, and it's not for the sake of the mechitza, I'm putting it in front of a window, I'm putting it in front of a wall, so then I really have my partition. I'm not creating a new partition with that. So that's okay. And that's why really it should be allowed to hang those on Shabbat, so long as you're not attaching them. If you're attaching it, or you're putting up a curtain that will remain there forever, your point in that curtain is that it should remain there. So then we're again more stringent because you're attaching something to your house again. You're building the curtain in your house. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but little kids will very often hang on the curtain and pull it off the wall. So you tell them not to, and when you're looking, they don't. But then when you're not looking, they do it all over again. So sometimes it makes sense not to get curtains that have these fancy hooks because they'll just tear. So what you get is a curtain that when they hang on it and it falls down, you could put it back up again. Can you put it back up on Shabbos? So that depends on how often your kids pull them off. I've had years where my kids would pull them off every week. So then when I put it up, it's pretty obvious to me and them and unfortunately everyone that it's not so permanent. It might be down within an hour. So that's a vilon. That's a window curtain that's not there with permanence. The window curtain's here at the Machon, the assumption is that these curtains are going to be here till we have to change them, till they wear out. There's no reason to think they're coming down. So there would be more stringent. Then we'd say, even though it's just a curtain, it's not all right. You're adding something to your house. So the rabbis wouldn't permit that. Okay, so that's what we saw today about hanging curtains and making partitions, right? So we began with the idea of if you have the beginning of a mechitza, you can add to it, right? A tosefet mechitza. Then we said mechitza letzniut. If the mechitza isn't there to permit something, but rather to give you privacy, or to protect you from the wind or the sun. So then, if it's a mechitzat aray, if it's a mechitza that isn't permanent, so then that's permitted. The definition of aray is that you didn't attach it on top and bottom. You only attached it on top. And it's not going to be there forever. And finally, when it came to a curtain, we said it depends. If it's a curtain in front of a doorway, So then we say that's a mechitza litzniut, but being that you're making it with permanence, it should be there in front of the door. So then that's, you're adding to the house, so that wouldn't be permitted. And if it's a mechitza that's covering a window, so then we said that that's not called a mechitza at all. The only problem would be, again, if I'm adding it to the house, if it's going to be there forever, that we wouldn't do on Shemitah.